I'm not looking for credit, but what I don't want is when I raise millions of dollars, have people say, like this sleazy guy right over here from ABC. He's a sleaze, in my book. You're a sleaze because you know the facts and you know the facts well.
There you go. He's a sleaze.
That's Tom Yamas from ABC he's referring to. Regularly appears on the show, as does Brett Baier for the Fox News Channel, who is now standing by on the Super Celebrity Hotline. And Brett, it seems to me that the Trump campaign, I think, took a very interesting turn over the weekend. They wanted to address head on this issue of how much money he actually did donate based on that what seemed to me to be kind of a stunty move on his part. He didn't want to attend one of the last debates in Iowa. So what he chose to do.
Our debate.
Yeah, your debate in Iowa. So what he chose to, and it was a question about whether he was really trying to dodge Megyn Kelly or if he was didn't really want to appear. He was trying, or not dodge, but maybe punish Fox for Megyn Kelly. There were a lot of questions about it, but they said, you know, I'm going to raise $6 million for veterans charities. And then now here we are, and this is like 4 or 5 months ago, whatever it was. And now people are like, hey, where's that money? Where did it go? And the New York Times are asking questions and Washington Post and you guys, everybody's asking questions about it. So he then has to respond. He comes up with a list. It seems like a very well orchestrated public relations thing because they were sending out legitimate people and these charities to go talk about it. And then in the press conference, he goes after everybody, asks him a question. What's your thought on this?
Well, listen, first of all, he has somewhat of a point in that, you know, he was getting the third degree on where the money was going, and there were legitimate questions about what was taking so long. He said that it was about vetting the organizations, but, you know, a number of the organizations he gave money to were pretty well vetted already. That said, his bottom line is he's giving the money. He's, you know, it ends up being $5.6 million. And is Hillary Clinton giving the money? How about doing some investigative journalism on the Clinton Foundation? So he has a message that resonates with people saying, yeah, you know, what's the deal? That said, it's also lowest common denominator to go after the media. Asking questions, especially when you're running for president, and it's only going to get tougher. And while it is easy pickings to go after reporters who ask questions that are sometimes, you know, stupid in their phrasing, it's also, you know, it's not exactly the best thing to do long term for a campaign.
But why do you think this has become such a big story? In the end, he did give just shy of that $6 million number to veterans groups. He actually named the veterans groups today, explained where it's all going. Is it just because of his reaction, you think, the way he went after the media?
Well, I think it's such a story because it is May 31st. The debate was January 16th, I think. And he was touting that week that he had raised $6 million for veterans groups. And it wasn't until the Washington Post did a series of looking around at various veterans groups, wondering whether they had gotten any money, that this whole thing of actually seeing where the checks went, some of them, the checks, arrived this week. So, you know, is it the chicken or the egg? Bottom line, they all got the money. And I think the media, you know, rightly asked questions. He's just taking it out on a few reporters.
Well, and the way that the Tom Yamas phrased the question was, you tend to exaggerate. And because he, you know, said he had $6 million, he probably didn't. $1 million was his own money that he gave to this organization, which is the Marine Foundation for Law Enforcement, which helps former Marines. Not that there are any such things, who are in law enforcement and their families. And that's run by the guy who's from the FBI, James Caliber. So that is a very well run, and it seems like it's got a very, very low overhead kind of charity. And so he gave $1 million of his own dollars to that. So the question was, did you really have $6 million raised? And when you throw out a number, whether it's your own self, whether it's your own worth or your own, you know, contributions, you tend to exaggerate. Is this just another example of that exaggeration? And that was the question. And that is a legitimate, by the way, completely legitimate question, because he does do that. And people attempt to call him on it, and his reaction to the being called on is to call you a sleaze or whatever it is, and he tries to cow people down. And I guess the interesting thing is nobody really – his supporters don't care. They don't care.
No, they don't care. But we are entering a time where he's going to be the GOP nominee officially, and he is going to be in a general election in which independent voters may care a little bit more than his supporters on the Republican side. And he's trying to reach out. You know, each party starts with roughly 47% of the vote, and you're fighting for that other 3-4%.
Right.
And those are in different states, swing states in particular. Sometimes that makes a difference. Now, this year could be different than others, but we'll see.
Well, there was an interesting Frank Luntz, who done a lot of stuff on Fox over the years, was on CBS this morning. And he was talking about the fact that there's like an 11% he's been able to identify. And there's a story coming out in the LA Times tomorrow, I believe, that is about this exact issue. There are about 11% of people who are considered to be regular presidential voters. That means if they were available in the last five elections or when they for the last five elections that they voted in. So they and of that in this 11%, there are people who don't like either choice and they cannot decide between Hillary and Trump because they think both things are bad. And where do they go? And if and where they go, I mean, if they split or they go sort of one direction or the other, that could be the determining factor based on the states and based on the way that the whole electoral map plays.
No, that's very true. And what will happen is that each campaign will try to make the other one more negative than they already are. They both have the highest negatives of any presidential candidates in any major party heading into a general election that we've ever seen. However, they will, in this election process, try to make the other more negative so that that 11% somewhere in there, they say, well, I definitely don't want that person.
Yeah.
So this person's a little bit better. Or they vote for Gary Johnson and William Weld on the Libertarian ticket as a protest. Or in Bill Kristol's dreams, there is another candidate who gives them an option. But so far, we haven't seen that person.
I just wonder if this my whole theory on this today was he had some real professionals who were helping. Donald Trump had some real professionals who were helping him manage the media around this over the last couple of days, over this weekend into Memorial Day, and then you know today to have this press conference, and he went rogue on them again. You know, it was like they were saying to him, all right, here's the thing. They put out these legitimate surrogates. They put out paperwork. The people who are working, you know, around him to do this. And then he gets up there and he starts blowing people up from the stage, which again plays to that non-presidential kind of temperament issue. And then all the hard work that those diligent media managing professionals did seems to go for naught when he gets up there.
Seems to be undone all of a sudden.
Yeah.
There are moments where it does feel as if he is following some kind of, you know, some goals about branding and the way he should be and be a little more presidential. And then back to Trump.
Right. And he says that this is how he's going to be in the White House press room as President Trump. And,
that'll be good.
You know, there is some folks out there that really say that this is refreshing. But others are saying, you know, this is going to get tiring.
Right, exactly. You know, they said that about Kim Jong-un when he was coming in, too. Very refreshing. Look at him. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate it.
See you guys.
Thank you,
bye.
Brett
Weiner run. I got to go. He's like,
all right. Okay. Rose going off.
All right.
I still think the $6 million, it went to charity. It went to the veterans. So
he didn't have it all. That was the thing. So he had to get it.
And
he got it. And another one of his buddies bailed him out by $1 million. But the problem is what he says and what he has are two different things. And that's troubling.
But isn't that the definition of what most politicians are and have proven to be and what running for president has always been, or certainly recently?
But
you could charge Hillary Clinton with the same thing.
But philosophically. But in reality, what Trump does is Trump oversells everything. And then, but not policy. What's one thing to oversell policy, which is doing that too. They all do that. Oh, I'm going to build a wall, or I'm going to put a chicken in every pot or whatever. Everybody says whatever they're going to say. But here's a guy who's coming up with numbers, making them up out of his head. And then people go, well, what about that number? And he goes, you can't ask me that. You're a sleaze. All right.